So many songs we could play this morning from Mark Bolan and T-Rex as we look ahead to 20th Century Boy, the musical. It looks at the life story of Mark Bolan, the frontman of T-Rex, and some would say the biggest rock star the UK has ever seen, certainly at the time described as the king of glam and the godfather of punk. Well, George Maguire, he previously played Dave Davies of the Kinks in Sunny Afternoon, and George won the Laurence Olivier Award for Best Actor in a Supporting Role for that performance. George plays Mark Bolan in the musical. He joins me on the line now. Morning, George. How are you?
Very good, thanks. How are you doing?
Very good, thank you very much. What would Mark Bolan be doing on a Wednesday morning? Would he even be up at this time of the morning?
Yeah, he'd probably be up, right? I'm in Blackpool at the moment, so I'd like to think he'd be on, you know, one of the rides with his makeup on, full feather boa, the works. But yeah, he'd be out there.
Tell me a bit about the show then.
Well, it is basically the story of his life, you know, both his sort of professional life and his personal life. It starts from at the age of 8, where he got his first guitar, and he really was, from a young age, determined to be a rock star, famous, any, you know, all of these things, and he got it, you know. But and as most people know, and if you don't, it's not a spoiler because it's sort of the premise at the beginning, but it is like our show is sort of life flashing before his eyes when he tragically died at the age of 29 in a car crash. And it tells the story, it's a biopic of his rise and a little bit of a fall, but the, sort of the whole thing, how he created his sound, how he invented basically glam rock. It's got over 30 songs in it. It's all live on stage, so it's like, you know, it's a play of his life, but also very much a rock gig, you know, and it does both those things quite well. So I think even for people that aren't Mark fans initially, it's a great night because it's a good story and great music.
How much is it about the music and how much is it about the person behind the music?
Well, both, and both really, because he was so much about his music. So his life really revolved around making that music and making that image, making that sound. But he was a very interesting, unique person as well behind that. So the music really drives the show. And like I said, luckily I have to play a lovely Gibson guitar that is a replica of one he played. So I'm sort of out there playing with the band every night. But the songs, I suppose, are what it's really, really about at the end of the day. And not to give too much away, but it might finish with a bit of a rock gig and most people up on their feet and dancing. And it's great fun.
This isn't the first time you've played Mark, is it?
No, I'm lucky enough to be back to play him on tour. I did play him in Ipswich and the Coventry Belgrade and the New Wolsey in Ipswich. I was around sort of at the kind of creation of the piece where they came up with it and you do what's called workshops. I did where you sort of, you know, in a way help write it, which is great as an actor. You kind of are involved in the real creation of it. And that's the first time I really looked into Mark. I knew his songs, but that's when I really sort of found out what he was all about and became a fan, very inspired by him. So I feel, yeah, very privileged to be able to come back and play him again for this tour.
Were there things that surprised you as you were trying to get under his skin?
Yeah, I think it was, he's quite a challenge to play in the sense that he is so sort of, you know, multi-layered. He's quite a complex guy. You know, he had this amazing stage persona and this amazing sort of presence on stage, this performance, but he was also quite difficult at times. He fell out with a few people that were very good to him, you know. So he had an edge, he had a size, and I think that that can happen to a lot of people, you know. His success was huge. I think they actually invented the word superstar for him. It was the first time newspapers had used the word in this country. Mark Bolan, superstar. He had this amazing success, you know. At the time, he was selling more records than the Beatles. 60,000 a day he was selling. So to have that, and then to maybe not, you know, say your next album or something not do as well, or America not take it as well, really got to him, and he found that very difficult. And he also had, a bit of a tempestuous personal life. he married June Charles, and then who was she was Pink Floyd's, so she worked with their record label, and then he met his soulmate Gloria Jones and had his son with her. So his personal life, you know, wasn't smooth running, but it was it was what it was, and he had his son, and tragically again sort of passed away before he really had a chance to get to know him. So it's it's been very, you know, I feel really sort of honoured to sort of look into his life and see past what a lot of people would see, you know, in the legend of a rock star. You sort of look at the stage and actually you can see there's more to it, and everyone has their struggles, whether you're a super rich rock star or, you know, or someone that not doing that. It's sort of, life is hard at times, you know, and it's great to play. He's really interesting.
Were there things that surprised you as you were preparing for the performance?
Yeah, I mean, I think one thing, I was just quite surprised how physically demanding the show was. It's obviously, like I said, sort of over 30 songs in it, and I don't really leave the stage, which is great. So it's the stamina to do it is quite. I have to build that up, but it's. No, I think I'm most surprised. I'm not surprised, but you know, touched by sort of the passion of the fans, of Mark's fans that come along. You know, they really do love him, you know, as much to this day, and they're really behind us. And you can see that, and you can feel it when you're doing the show, when you're playing the songs. You know, you almost feel when you start playing sort of like you were playing them, Ride Away Swan or Get It On. You know, you can feel the room get excited, you know, to be hearing these songs live. And I think that's the thing. Because he tragically died, it's people don't get a chance to see these. And I wouldn't say I'm never going to be able to replace or be exactly like him. I'd like to say I'm there, and for that night, I'm giving the essence of the man and his spirit and what he brought to people. And that's it. You know, music, especially, you know, music like this, it changed people's lives. When people are into that as they're growing up, if they're teenagers, you know, it's the formative years, you know. So when you hear that stuff again, it just transports you, I think, back to those times. And I think that's very powerful. And that's what we are doing. So it's sort of telling the story of him, but also reminding people of their own stories, you know, from that time and when they were going to see his shows.
It sounds like this show has a real energy to it.
Mm, it really does, yeah. I mean, it's got the sort of energy that Mark, you know, brought to his shows in his life, and it rattles along at quite a pace. You know, we sort of, the idea is that it is his life flashing before his eyes in the final few seconds after he's crashed his car. So it's got that pace of just seeing everything and how he got to where he was and all of that. So yes, the energy is massive. It's also got, you know, quite touching and moving moments. He was always quite prophetic, Mark. He sort of had these weird visions or at least feelings that he wouldn't live past 30 or wouldn't live that long. He even famously said he thought he'd die in a car crash in a Mini, which is what happened. You know, he said these things, they're documented, whether or not it's just an unlucky coincidence. But, you know, his life was sort of, it was a very, you know, that phrase of live fast, die young, he really sort of emulated that. He didn't stop working and singing and creating his life. And he was very instrumental in that. You know, it was, his life was the Mark show.
It sounds like you're having a lot of fun doing this show. Is that fair to say?
Oh, God, absolutely. I feel, yeah. It's, you know, to, like I said, to go there and do what is a great story and a gig every night. And we've got a great cast and great team. And it is, it's a wonderful feeling to put on the play and then have everyone on their feet in the aisles dancing and waving boas around and basically having a bit of a party. So it's an absolute joy to do. Yeah.
So what would you say that gets people out of their homes and into the Churchill Theatre a week on Thursday?
Well, if you want to hear some, you know, amazingly loud, brilliant live rock, glam rock music, but also if you are a fan of Mark, come and relive, you know, your hero's life. But if you're not, it's just as good. It's a great story, great rock and roll story, and it's, yeah, it's good. It's for everyone, I think. A great night out.
You say there's
to come along.
You say there's 30 music numbers in the show.
Yes.
What's your favourite out of all of those?
Ooh, I would probably say Get It On. Get It On, Bang A Gong. We get it sort of shows it's when he really hit his height, and we're playing at Wembley when we do it in the show. And it's just a great tune. I love playing it.
Well, we'll play it next, I think. George, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
George Maguire, he is Mark Bolan in 20th Century Boy, the musical. It opens a week on Thursday at the Churchill Theatre in Bromley. If you'd like to get tickets, churchilltheatre.co.uk. It's going to be good. Get those tickets, get out there, get to the theatre. I promise you, a great night with music like this.